air flight with 189 people on board crashed into the sea and sank minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, Indonesia, Monday. The plane lost contact with ground officials shortly after its pilot asked to turn back to the base. That's according to officials. Here's Reuters' Ryan Brooks with more.
Debris thought to be from the plane was found close to a refinery in the Java Sea. Officials say Lion Air Flight JT610 is believed to have sunk after it went down, not long after leaving the capital, Jakarta. They also say the plane requested to return to base before it lost contact, 13 minutes after takeoff. Officials say rescuers have retrieved body parts from the crash site, but they have not yet located the body of the plane.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Family members arrived at Jakarta's airport Monday looking for answers. We have more information on this story on voanews.com. Thousands of people gathered Sunday in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh for a memorial service following an attack at a synagogue that killed 11 people. Tree of Life Synagogue's rabbi, Jeffrey Myers, says he did what he could to help the congregants after the shootings began. From Pittsburgh television station WTAE.
I helped pull out the people that I could from the front, but alas, I had 8 people in the back. One fortunately survived. 7 of my congregants were shot dead in my sanctuary.
The suspected gunman, Robert Bowers, is due to go before a federal judge Monday. He's facing 29 federal charges and could face the death penalty if convicted. This Saturday's massacre was the worst on the Jewish community in U.S. history. This is VOA News. The Florida man accused of sending packages containing explosive material to prominent Democrats and other opponents of U.S. President Donald Trump is due to make his first court appearance. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc will appear in Florida federal court Monday afternoon. He faces 5 federal charges. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea has expressed confidence about achieving the communist country's nuclear disarmament. Stephen Biegun met with the South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa in Seoul on Monday to discuss the progress in the talks between Pyongyang and Washington.
We have a shared goal here, which is to bring an end to 70 years of war and hostility on the Korean Peninsula. And the primary requirement for us to get to that end point is to achieve the final and fully verified denuclearization of Korea.
South Korean Special Representative for the Process Lee Do-hoon said denuclearization has reached a critical stage and sides need to meet as often as possible. Jair Bolsonaro has won Brazil's presidential election, raising fears of a rollback of civil rights and free speech. With nearly all of the ballots counted, Bolsonaro of the Social Liberal Party won about 55% of the votes in Sunday's runoff. His left-leaning opponent, Fernando Haddad of the Workers' Party, took 45%. Mark Jones is a Latin America scholar at Rice University.
Without question, this was far more a vote against the Brazilian political establishment than a vote for Jair Bolsonaro. And it's also important to place into the context where people were given effectively 2 suboptimal choices. That is Fernando Haddad, who is seen as too far to the left and too linked to the corrupt establishment, and Jair Bolsonaro, who was linked essentially to a host of statements in the past that were homophobic, misogynistic, racist, and is really someone that people are uncertain about what he's going to do once in office.
Georgia's presidential election will go to a runoff. This after French-born Foreign Minister Salome Zurabishvili won the first round by a razor-thin margin, but failed to muster enough votes to avoid a showdown against her closest rival. The Central Election Commission said early Monday that Zurabishvili had 38.6% of the vote, while Grigol Vashadze was less than 1 percentage point behind her with 37.7%. A woman blew herself up in the center of the Tunisian capital, Tunis, on Monday. That's according to state radio. A witness reported an explosion on the central avenue where police were cordoning off the area. No more details are immediately available. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
The This is Border Crossing.